On the show today, we have Member XP founder Constance Anderson talking about their 2016 member service score, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Member XP founder Constance Anderson. How are you, Constance?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're mighty chipper today. All right. This will be fun.
Well, we have good news for credit unions, so it's always a good day here
at
Member XP.
Exactly. So tell me about these good news. Your 2016 member service scores came out, and tell us, before we get into that, what is this? What is the service score? What is this all about?
Yeah, okay. So I think you and I have talked before, Mike, and at Member XP, we're in the business of doing a couple of things.
Yep.
We do our omni-channel member experience surveys, mm-hmm. where members can give their direct feedback from a teller receipt or an in-branch tablet or an email survey. And we certainly looked at those in the past, but this particular study is based on one of our other very important programs, which is our Mystery Shop program. We call it Member Shoppers.
Okay.
And we've been tracking some scores in a couple of areas there since 2011. We have some real nice trends on that. So that's what we're really looking at today, are kind of these mystery shop evaluations.
So tell me, what did you guys discover? What's going on here? I mean, you seem really excited about the news. So let's divulge.
Yeah, so when we go in and do a mystery shop, of course, we look at a lot of areas, but two of the really big areas that we find are highly correlated to the overall experience and kind of the emotional attachment, the loyalty mm-hmm. that members have to the credit unions, our word for it, the first category we call member advocacy.
Yes.
And that's pretty much just like it sounds. If somebody comes in, say, to open a new account or to join the credit union or to get a loan, to apply for a loan, to what extent did they really feel like that team member in the credit union was their advocate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the behaviors that you'll find in that category are things like doing a good member interview, key behavior, finding out about the member's financial needs, really customizing, you know, that product or service offer to that member. So there's that category where credit unions for, I think, the third year in a row had a very high score.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's over a 4.5, but what that translates to, just to put it in perspective for people, 91% of the shoppers who went in said that they were just highly satisfied with that experience, and they felt that that staff member was really an advocate for them. So that's an amazing score, and that's trending pretty equal over the last 3 years.
Okay.
Since 2011, we've had about a 4 or 5% increase in that score with our user credit unions. Mm-hmm. Again, we work with about 80 credit unions across the mm-hmm. US, high performing credit unions.
Okay.
So that's really an amazing number. And then we found the same thing in the other category that we analyzed. It's called member appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think, you know, your listeners and your viewers are going to understand what that is. That is what we would typically in the past we called maybe service, right? Member service. We do go a bit beyond some of those very, I guess, basic service behaviors. Certainly we look at behaviors like, hey, did you use my name during the transaction, right? Did you tell me something like, hey, thanks for coming in today, right?
Yeah.
And did we not screw up the transaction?
That's important.
We try to do it member shoppers because that's kind of an old school model of mystery shopping, is that we also ask them how they felt, right? So we have some experiential questions in there, and that's where we've really seen the growth in the scores.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you an example of what those questions would be, something like, hey, when you came in and you're just doing a basic teller transaction, did we make you feel like, you know, a real person and not just another number?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just critical, you know, when you're doing something like a basic transaction.
Yep.
And did we make you feel like you're really a respected and a valued member
mm-hmm.
credit union? Again, not just another customer. So those scores really reflect not just behaviors, but also those kind of feelings level, emotional experiences that members have in the credit union. And again, score is over a 4.5 out of 5 in that category, which also represents about 91% of evaluators saying, yeah, I had an exceptional experience when I came into my credit union in terms of service as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I mean, that's the credit union wheelhouse, you know, we're all about service. So we better be scoring pretty high in that.
<You know? laughs>
Anything less than a 4, I'd be like, what's going on here, you know? So very cool. I mean, so how did they compare to, you said that the trend is continuing to go up. How does it compare to like 2015? Did we kind of stay on a plateau? Did we go up? Did we dip a little bit or?
We're pretty steady. It's almost exactly the same as 2015. And it also was in 2014. We saw the big bump up with credit unions, Mike, in 2013. If I look back at 2011, for example, when we started our trending, those scores were around a 4.3. Now, you know, people might say, well, is there really that much a difference between a 4.3 and a, if I round today, we're almost up to a 4.6. Well, you know, those numbers move. Those basis points move very slowly.
Right.
And to see that kind of a move is, it actually shows me that something is going on in credit unions in terms of the member experience.
Yeah, and we were kind of semi-fresh out of a recession at that time as well in 2011. So people were just kind of like up in arms about everything. So who knows what was going on back then. So, all right, so what do these scores tell us about the state of our industry today? It sounds like we're on pretty good legs right now.
I think we are in terms of service. I mean, one of the things it tells me just in terms of what credit unions are doing to measure the service experience, I think it tells me more about that actually than it does about the industry itself.
Okay.
You know, when we started Member Shoppers back in, I think we were in beta testing back in 2009, what I found with a lot of credit unions, had a lot of discussions with credit unions, is we really weren't that great at actually measuring those little tiny touch points against the member experience. I don't know, some of your viewers may recall, you know, back in the old days when we did mystery shopping, almost don't want to call it that, but when we did mystery shopping, it was kind of a gotcha experience for the staff. You know, we'd send in somebody, it'd be like the same person would go around, drive around 10 branches. And, you know, by the time they got to the sixth or seventh branch, the first branch called them up and said, hey, there's a lady coming. She's driving a white car. She looks like this, right? Make sure you use her name and you smile at her because she's got this little checklist of 10 things we're going to do for her, right?
Right.
And so it was kind of like, let's see. And we did it just every once in a while, mostly just to check to see if anything was going really, really wrong out there in the branches. I think part of why we're getting so much better today and why you see these high scores is we've really learned how to measure the true member experience at little touch points. So it's not so much about catching our staff doing it wrong. They do most things right most days, but it's about finding little tiny areas for improvement to create that sort of extraordinary experience level, which is the elusive thing we're all looking for, right?
Yeah.
In terms of member experience. I mean, our client credit unions measure on average 134 touch points during these evaluations overall as part of their program. And then of course they use that for things we didn't even talk about, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, things like journey mapping, right? And some of those things we've talked about. So, you know, that's the real difference I'm seeing, is just the difference in the way credit unions look at how we even measure the member experience. And what's encouraging to me is what that really means is we're much better than we used to be, because let's face it, it was a lot easier back in the old days to get a perfect score based on these 10 little things that we looked at. To get a score of 4.5, 91% when you're looking at 134 touch points, now that's an accomplishment,
that's
right?
That's pretty significant, no doubt.
I think we've raised our own bar. It's very hard for me to even compare some of these numbers to maybe what we did 10 or 15 years ago.
So why is this important? Why is this information important now? Because I'm thinking while you're talking, it's like, of all like the, you know, the competition out there, all the disruptors and all the online virtual banks and things like that. So like SoFi and Movin and Simple and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of competition out there. So for credit unions to have this type of member service, or just service in general, score, that's a pretty significant thing. At least in my book it is, because it sounds like we're kind of holding our own here with all these other disruptors out there trying to shake up our business.
Yeah, I believe that we really are. And I think we're way ahead of our bank competitors in that area, because, again, at least with these very high performing member experience focused credit unions we have the privilege to work with, they look much more like an Amazon than they do the bank down the street. And the reason is because they are looking at these measurements of the member experience and then continually improving them. I think it much more like an Amazon than the bank down the street does. Now, you know, I'm a credit union evangelist and I work with credit unions, but occasionally we do some competitor shops and we do banks, and we look
Why
at their service levels as well.
not?
And I have to tell you, we are beating them. And I think the numbers, our growth in the marketplace kind of reflects that as well. You know, I think one of the things we can't forget as credit unions is, even though we are so focused today, and we certainly work with our credit unions on this, on remote channel delivery, right, and a different level of service, and certainly ease of use, which we've been way into, and all of that, so important. We can't forget, too, though, that when you deliver financial services, it is an emotional thing for people, right, to get a loan, to buy a new house. And so I do think looking at those emotional components is still very important. We're not exactly a Google, and I think we can't ever forget that. You know, a study I saw recently done by YouGov showed maybe what they thought were the top 10 brands in terms of emotional response to the brand. And certainly Google and Netflix and Amazon, they're all up there. But you know, some of the other ones that I think could inform our practice are Lowe's, Walgreens. Don't have a huge online presence, but they're helping people, you know, with things that are very important in their day-to-day lives. And then, you know, the other one that's really come up very interesting is Cancer Treatment Centers of America. It is way outperforming as a brand a typical hospital. Now, I'm not saying the things we do are as emotional as, say, that particular experience in people's lives, but I do think it shows you that when you pay attention to that emotional connection, that there is a lot of brand equity to be gained there. So,
That sounds like a really good white paper. You know?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly. I
serious.
know.
You need to put that out. You need to write some sort of book or
If
something like
anybody wants to come over to memberxp.com and follow our blog, I think I'll be blogging about that soon because
that's a great
I
topic.
really found some of those numbers fascinating. I haven't put my blog post up there yet, but you're right. We need to do that, don't we?
That's a fantastic topic. All right, Joan, I'm Constance, I'm sorry. To wrap up here, what do credit unions need to do to improve? I mean, how do you improve on this? But it sounds like there's always a little bit of room for improvement. So, what is
All
there
right.
anything
Well,
that we
since we were
they can
talking
do?
about little teeny pieces of the member experience, let
Yes.
me tell you a few that we see, just a trend, not every credit union, of course, but as a trend that I think credit unions can still continue to improve in. One is in that area of member advocacy, I think training staff to do a good member interview is still a challenge for many of even our high performing credit unions. When we do those competitor shops with banks, we do find that's the one area where sometimes banks do beat us because I don't think because their people are any better, but because they have a really good type process and a lot of training and coaching around that. So that's one thing that we've have found every year we've improved, but we still have a ways to go there. And then I think the other thing is if a credit union is not focusing on every tiny little touch point, that they make sure that they are looking at those touch points and not just some of those behavioral things like accuracy. I mean, one of the things I think I find frustrating is that we do work with credit unions. We measure things like net promoter and ease of use and even satisfaction through our member view program. But those are really lagging indicators if you think about it. What I love about looking at these little touch points is those are leading indicators. I mean, those are the things that are going to tell you how you improve that NPS score that might seem elusive to you and so on. And then I think the third thing, which we tell all our credit unions, and I think this is true, is to just, you know, continue to hire people who have that ability to make that emotional connection, right? Because again, we're finding out that that's really where the difference lies in terms of being just having ordinary service and then having that extraordinary service. So I think those are still things that we can work on as an industry.
Very cool. Hey, is there anywhere on your website that folks can find out the de more details on this information, or is that
Yeah,
available?
sure. Like I said, if you go to memberxp.com and then you hook on over to our community link, which is where our blog is, you can even sign up for our blog. We're always publishing this kind of information. Kind of interesting if you're doing board meetings, board reports, strategic planning. We're happy to share it with the industry as a whole. So
Cool.
jump on over and join us.
Okay, well we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. Very cool.
Yeah.
Constance, always a blast talking to you. You have a lot of positive energy, so we really enjoy that. So thank you so much for doing this, and we look forward to checking back in and see how Cranes are doing. So thank you
Hey,
very much.
we'd love it. Thanks, Mike.
You're very welcome.